American and Chinese officials met to discuss China's support for Russia in its invasion of Ukraine Monday. The meeting followed reports that Russia had asked for Chinese military equipment and help to avoid Western economic measures. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with China's senior diplomat Yong Tieshu in Rome. He said the United States was concerned that China is using the war to advance its own interest. Before the meeting, Sullivan warned China to avoid helping Russia overcome the effects of the international sanctions. "We will not allow that to go forward," he said. The possibility of China offering Russia financial help is one of several concerns for President Joe Biden. A U.S. official said that Russia had also requested Chinese military equipment to continue its war with Ukraine. Russia has seen large losses of tanks, helicopters, and other equipment since the start of the war more than 2 weeks ago. The smaller Ukraine army is equipped with anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles. Russia on Monday denied it needed China's help. "No, Russia has its own potential to continue the operation, which, as we have said, is unfolding in accordance with the plan and will be completed on time and in full," said Dmitry Peskov. He is President Vladimir Putin's spokesman. The Biden administration is also accusing China of spreading Russian disinformation. There is fear that the disinformation could be used to justify a possible Russian attack using chemical or biological weapons. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has put China in a difficult position with two of its biggest trading partners, the U.S. and the European Union. China needs those markets. Yet it also has shown support for Russia, saying the countries share a friendship with no limits. Before the talks, Sullivan said he would be looking for limits in what China will do for Russia. "What I can tell you is we are communicating directly and privately to Beijing that there absolutely will be consequences if China helps Russia get past the sanctions," he said. He was speaking on American television. On Monday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman, Chao Lijian, said the U.S. has been spreading disinformation targeting China recently over the Ukraine issue. "It is malicious." Chao also said that all parties should cool down. I'm Susan Shand.